Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, happy Thursday, all of you nosy motherfuckers and plus ones. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another week of mess for us to get through in the next 30 minutes. So make sure you silence your phones and make sure you turn off your baby mothers because, you know, that group chat noise, that bell be loud as hell. Please, I'm telling you, we got a good one for you this week. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, make sure that you aren't here for free. Make sure that you aren't here just eating our food. You know, we keep our windows and our doors open for you guys, but that does not mean you should be Bruhman from the fifth floor. That means you should come in, add some snaps to the Petro, put some food in our refrigerator. You guys should subscribe to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod and join in. Be a real patron. You know, you could be a neighbor or you can be a real neighbor. Like, you could borrow some sugar or you could borrow, you know, you could come bring some sugar over to the crib. You know, niggas need Kool-Aid as well. We're not going to talk about what you can do to, you know, send a letter or anything because this isn't that day. This isn't that day.
That's on Monday.
There's a time and a place for shit. This is not the time or the place for shit.
Thank you. Talk about
shout out to my brothers. Shout out to my brothers for being so deep and knowing what the fuck is going on. Open your third eye, y'all.
Hey, Shay, Queen Shay, how you feeling today, Queen? Talk to us.
I am well. I'm just I'm looking at what's on the docket for today. And
yes, the docket. I love it.
White we got words.
We got the
I'm
baller
just start
bandit.
Saying when you say white words, I'm gonna start calling them out.
So what happened to Ryan white, Leslie white, word of the day? Why it gotta be
that? Ain't,
a
but that ain't it. That there is a Ryan word of the day, but there's also
I'm
a white
my legal
phrase.
Jargon on.
Jargon. Tried to throw in a Ryan Leslie word. That was cute. After you named the white man's word, you went to the black man's word, the educated Negro. Okay, all right.
Ryan turned into Dr. Umar really quickly. He turned into Dr. Umar.
I got a question. I got a question.
I got an answer.
Who's still eating leftovers?
Not I.
I literally probably had my last bit of leftovers like yesterday.
Do you want me to be honest with you?
Same.
I threw everything out except.
What?
Nah.
You're really
No, I threw it out 2 days ago. What's that? I threw it out Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday. But I still got some mac and cheese and yams in there. I'm not going to say I'm going to eat it, but it's there. In case desperate emergency.
In case.
It's the case emergency.
I'm not going to hold you.
No, case emergency.
I ain't going to hold you. Listen, niggas can talk all they want. I watch niggas meal
That's
prep.
That's what I'm saying. You meal prep.
So you're not going to tell talk me about nothing it. About
You meal prep for a week. I could eat. Just because you have food. This is what they really trying to say. They food was trash and it was annoying to eat leftovers that long. When you food fire.
I can eat that all
stop
day.
Me? Ain't no stop stopping me? Us now.
Ain't no stopping her now. We're on the move to the kitchen in the fridge where the food is. Che, what we got? Let's do it. I'm feeling good. Everybody feeling good. It's Thursday. What's up, Che?
So on the docket for today, we have the baller bandit with big coochie energy, and I really hope she can fight. I'm just
the baller
bandit with big coochie energy. Yes.
Who is this?
The big Baller Bandit with the big coochie energy.
Little teaser, little side note. The next one, we got a little marital spout, ex-marital spout. I'm sorry. Who's suing who? And then,
okay,
there's a an ad lib of ours that may or may not have gotten up off that lipo table. We can start with the Baller Bandit. Larsa Pimpin, and she's with Malik Beasley.
Is it Larsa Pimpin?
Larsa Pimpin. You called her. She had big pussy energy. Is that what you called her?
Big coochie energy is yo.
But these are your words. These are her.
Yes,
words.
I didn't write that. These were Larissa's words.
Who said they had big coochie energy?
That she waited until Scotty was old and couldn't move and ain't got the knees to chase after her ass to get her revenge. That's
when'd you become funny? You got a writer?
No. Wow. Is that big coochie energy or is that just...
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. She got big coochie energy.
Low key, the best part was she called her Larsa Pimpin instead of Larsa Pimpin.
Yo, that's I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know when... I don't know when Che became funny. I'm here for it.
I'm so here for it. I love this Che.
Good jokes today. For the people at home, explain what happened.
So, as we know, Larsa has not sat her ass down in God knows how long, but apparently she has been spotted with, what's his name? Malik Beasley.
Malik Beasley.
Found, I guess, on a little date situation, but apparently the situation has expanded a little bit because there's a second woman who is also his, we forgot to mention he's married. Yes. So Malik is married, got caught with Larsa, and then his other side chick, who he gave an actual side chick application to, or a contract. He gave her a contract. He was paying her bills. He was paying her mom's bills. Like, she came out and was like, he was cheating on Larsa and his wife with her. So it's a lot of...
I love it here.
Hey. First of all, my man need to take her to court. She signed legal documentation to shut the fuck up.
That's a fact.
And she ain't shut up.
So why is somebody she talking?
She ain't shut up.
She got to go. I'm taking everything back. His repo man is coming to your mother house soon. So be aware, side.
I mean, she might be a side.
Need all of that.
She not the main side. She not even the main side. First of all, filing for divorce and divorce.
Yes,
it's a lot of steps in
yes,
between.
You are correct.
Yep. Hey. I'm gonna keep it a bone, man. Remember a little bit ago, we were talking to Diamond, and our good friend Diamond told us that that cheating.
Oh, you mean on Monday?
Yeah. Diamond told us that cheating is a rich man's sport. This shows that I am not. It's to me. It's not that he, you know, not that he's married. It's not that, you know, Miss Pimpin is been caught in another.
The fact y'all keep calling her Miss Pimpin is pissing me off.
Miss Pimpin has been caught in another entanglement. I really have to give it up to Mr. Beasley. Like, this nigga is really playing the game on another. This nigga's playing the game on Hall of Fame. Like, he knows how to play. This whole game, this is ridiculous.
I'm not gonna hold you. If anybody can afford it, it's a nigga with an NBA salary. So go for it. But
I was talking to an OG one time, and an OG said he always had this. I'm not gonna give up who the OG is. Somebody that we all know. But the OG.
Say less.
But the OG was always talking to me, saying like, "Yo." Do you think a woman would say no to getting $2,000 a week just to be considered, as he says, these are his words, not mine, just to be the dick suck girl, just to be whenever you need her to be there, whenever you want to, like, whenever you feel in the type of way, you'd be like, hey, I'm paying you $500 a week, which is $2,000 a month. Every month, whenever I need it, call you up. You the dick sucker.
Suck this thing, baby.
Yo, you're the dick sucker? It's hilarious.
That's what she is.
Listen, I'm just more mad. Yo, this nigga Scotty ain't ever signed a good contract. Like, son. Like,
I was gonna say that. Like, because if this was Michael Jordan money, she wouldn't be doing all this shit. See what I'm saying?
You see, Michael ain't never had
no issue like this. Feuda got paid like he was supposed to. This not even his fault, man. He from Alabama. Ain't he from Alabama or some shit?
Arkansas.
It's not his fault.
Even crazier. Damn.
But that's why. But I'll tell you this. As I can't say this as an athlete. I'm saying in my mind, if I was an NBA player or something, and I'm from little rural Kentucky or Alabama, Arkansas, sometimes you need to go back to where you're from and get your lady. Because some people, like I said, like I said this before, these new age basketball players that had no, they're in college, but they don't have the college experience, so they don't get to understand how these girls are or how they only want you for your money. Like, you don't know. So that's why these women are fucking trained to get to that bag. I don't blame them. I'm not mad at you. But if you're trained to get to that bag, the opposite has to be trained to force it away, in a sense. Because they're getting caught. And Scottie Pippen got caught. And I feel bad for the chillin' in the situation.
That's the the biggest thing. The kids.
Yo, how do you find out? How hard is it to find out that the woman you married and had kids with is a thot?
But I don't think it matters to Scotty as much. He's removed from that situation. He has his own life. They're not together. It's done.
But they be back together every
But not recently. Not recently since the Future shit. Since the Future shit, it's
been... They got back together after Future.
Yeah, but I'm saying when the Future shit, it hit the fan, they tried to, but then she was doing a lot of shit. It was over. It's a wrap. Scotty old. Like, you feel me? Like, he don't know what's going on in the streets, but he not in a situation now. I really feel bad for the kids.
Please don't play with me, ladies. Like, my knee, I got good knees.
I feel bad for the kids because their whole life is social media.
Listen, if I don't have good knees, you ain't going to have good knees. I promise you. Play with me. I'm a break your kneecaps. So
do we know the age gap between them?
Between Larsa and Malik B?
No. Larsa and Scotty.
That's a good question.
I'll tell you right now.
Cause then, if it's what I think it is, it goes deeper into my thoughts.
So, she's 46.
Scotty got 60. Scotty got to be almost 60.
And playing 50, like that,
and he's. Oh no, they're not that. I mean, they're pretty far, but not pretty far.
She's 46.
She's 46. So they're 9 years.
Yeah, but that's a different world. That's a different world.
I mean, I get it, but I don't get it, bro. Like, you 46.
Scotty caught it
trying to play.
Scotty caught it. But you also got to get it. Scotty took her from that age where she could go be out there and do all that. He scooped it right up. She wasn't going
to
cheat on Scotty. Matter of fact, she probably did.
They got married in 97.
You see what I'm saying? That was a long time ago. She was I'm going to say a kid, but she was a young lady. Now they're not together. All her kids is pretty much grown enough to babysit themselves. She trying to live it up.
Jesus. Shit, so she was 23.
1997?
23.
She was 23. And
he was like 30. He was like 30.
He was 32.
But she already had some kids from him before they got married.
Nah, she just had one kid.
No, but I'm saying that's still, a kid. Bro. That kid like 18, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Still, like, you
Lil Scotty like 18.
Now, nah, Lil Scotty 20.
If you
Even worse.
It, right? If you think about it, right? She's 23 years old. You know, she was and I don't mean no pun by this, but like as the Toxic King would say, she was for the streets.
Definitely for the streets.
But I don't know if she was at that age, bro. Oh, yes. Agreed.
He pulled her out of that.
Agreed.
So now 23 years later.
Scotty old, Scotty slow, he old, slow, they not working it out. Then these young ball players is like this. Not only are they looking at her like, yeah, I would hit that, but they're like, this Scotty Pippen old joint. This is a check on their resume. I'm in the league, I fucked one of the greatest basketball players of all time, I got his joint. They doing it, it's like a boast and brag type thing.
It sounds like Scotty ain't got no stamina left in him.
Scotty don't care about this, man.
Don't do that, man.
Che, don't attack no black man.
No, but why else would she be gallivanting around town like this?
Because
shout out to Gallivant.
Because they not together. And she didn't have a life to thot and bop the way she wanted to.
This is what the way.
Not to mention, all her friends is in their early 30s.
Well, the way I think about it is, she probably has been wilding for a minute.
The whole time?
She's probably been wilding the whole time.
And I feel like now we're actually be able to see it. Damn.
So she been so for the son, like, you got to just look and see your mom on TMZ every week with a different ball player? I mean, I know stories, but that's neither for me to tell or not.
I think about what Ryan said earlier. Ryan, like, you know, the young niggas like, oh, I would hit that. But the young niggas know
I can hit that. Yo, I heard she's tricking too. Yep. It ain't her receiving the benefit. She has bread, so she getting these young niggas with the money, but she's spending money on them.
Oh, I take it back. Yeah, spend all that Scotty hard earned money.
Yeah, she's and not saying that she didn't do anything to make some money, because she probably did some shit to get bread. No, nothing. I don't know how she get it or how she got it, but she's not scared to spend it.
Hey, we appreciate a tricking queen.
Shit, wild.
Shout out to the queens that fly niggas out.
Yeah.
Shout out to trickery in this dancery. Shay, what's next?
So, I don't know how familiar you guys are with Real Housewives of Atlanta, but
I love the show.
So
many great people on the show.
Is now suing Peter. Why? Apparently, at one point, she had loaned him $170,000 to purchase a property in Atlanta. In return, he was supposed to hand over the rights to the restaurant Bar One, I guess Peter's restaurant.
Yeah, in Atlanta, it's actually kind of lit.
And he was supposed to pay her back the loan within 36 months. Well, 36 months later, he ain't coughed up a dime, and he reneged and took the property back. So now she got no money and no property. So don't clap for that.
But she got a new husband.
Nope.
She got a new husband. So if you got a new husband, get it from him.
Wow.
I want my money.
Wow.
You got a new husband. Get it from him. Her husband cool. I've been on his show before. Shout out to Mike. But you know, the game is the game.
Yikes. So I'm sitting here thinking about it, right? I'm sitting here like, dang, $170,000. It's a lot of bread. It's a lot of bread. And I mean, of course, after you get after a divorce and everything, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of petty feelings and shit. So I don't know. I think if I was divorced, nah, I'm different. I you're absolutely right, Mouse. I would 200% be like, you know what? Keep the bread. I don't want it.
Depends on where you're at in life.
Yep.
Depends on where you're at. If you need that 170 to survive. Not saying he does or doesn't.
Who's not getting it?
You're not getting it, though.
You signed a contract, sir.
I know you're not talking to me. I'm definitely getting it.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm the spouse...
You shouldn't have signed a contract, though.
If there's a contract, it's over.
It's up to you now if you want it.
Bet money. She don't get that money. Bet money. She don't get that money. That nigga, old Jamaican nigga. He know how to. Scheme.
Yeah, I mean,
she's not getting that
who
money.
Who knows? Yeah, but if there's a contract signed and I'm in that situation, oh, you paying up?
Get it from your husband.
Not gonna win this battle with me. Nope.
This is my kind of petty.
You're gonna get a check every month from your job, and when they send you that check, and it's gonna say taxes. It's gonna say taxes. It's gonna say this, that, and it's gonna say Ryan. 10%.
No, it's not. It's not. It's gonna say Ryan, F word.
And yours is gonna say,
don't you dare! Don't you dare do it there, Jesus sir. Christ. What do we have next, Jay?
Well, me, Jay, the original what's
article
next?
Was deleted, but I happen to have seen
the
video that was...
Somebody tried to get skinny tonight, New York. They drop bombs on my stomach tonight.
It's the body done pit bull gang.
Oh my god, this is
go ahead.
Oh my god,
you got it.
No, I don't. Oh, I don't even want to.
If you're in the,
I'll read it.
Come on, tri-state area. We got one for you,
Mac. You're an actor. Come on, get into it.
From my Knives and Needles collab.
Knives and Needles collab.
From my Lugs, zip 'em up collab. From the Flex, Factory.
I'm about to get real flexible, New York City.
I got the Ford Flex hospital bed.
Let me see if I can get what he said.
Let's do it.
Shit. All right. So for a while now, 40 day reset has been amazing in helping me lose 40 pounds. Dr. Werfel, thank you so much. I took the step I always wanted to try. Elite body sculpture worked on those hard areas. Lower stomach, armpit, sides, and back fat. No anesthesia. Awake the entire time. New York, I really enjoyed it. Dr. Tony Perkins, thank you.
Niggas drop bombs in
New York. Home now, a little sore. Was able to go back to work tomorrow. You staff was amazing. Brittany Nicole Tucker, and drink some more tea. And Sean R. Becker. Do y'all see the fat going through the tube in real time, New York?
Is a doctor in here tonight?
New York, I just want to let y'all know something, New York City. There's been a lot of talk, New York City, but I'm the skinniest DJ out right now, New York City. New York City is a lot of disrespect has been brought up on my name, but one thing niggas can't say is that I'm not a size 36 in jeans right now, New York City.
New York City. A lot of these niggas can talk about a lot of shit, but these niggas ain't bad bitches like me.
Nigga said, New York City, I gotta confess, I just copped a belt for the first time this decade. And I see my little man's, and it's on. I'm back in the streets. The heavy hitters, we hit.
New York City, New York City, refer to us as the not so heavy hitters.
Oh, wow.
Lipo hitters. Wow.
New York City, I want you to understand something. I could be at the Old Country Buffet now. And it's getting crazy, New York
City. And my appetite's not big, New York City. I can look at a plate of ribs and not eat one. My appetite is not crazy. It's green juices for now on.
I'm telling you something, New York City. It's not the big dog pit bulls anymore. It's the medium-sized dogs. We out here in New York City. New York City, you can't
stop. It's the Frenchie Bulldog gang.
Bro, I'm watching
New York City. I went from a...
I'm watching this video right now. This shit is ridiculous. Why would you do that?
For the listeners that don't know, Funkmaster, whatever his name is, breast.
Funkmaster thighs and breasts.
got some surgery done. Nigga said no anesthesia is crazy.
So he was just up getting gutted.
It looked like they was putting the you know when you get the turkey and you inject it with turkey, it looked like they was injected it in a turkey, but they was like, I guess, sucking the fat. Oh yes. Man.
Yes.
I'm not gonna hold you. This is crazy. I don't care what nobody.
What if
says.
His voice is? Is what if crazy. His voice not as deep?
Now you got a high voice.
New York. With a lisp. City, with a lisp.
New York City. I know you think it's Mike Tyson, but it's Funk Flex. Fuck him. Fuck him for a minute, because that's crazy, and I don't care what nobody say. You can say I'm shaming. I hate that nigga's guts, and I know y'all been waiting to hear from me. I told y'all niggas I was speaking on my platform. New York City, I want you to understand something. These niggas got waist trainers, New York. Uh-huh. These DJs is out here signing up for Herbalife.
Uh-huh.
Tea, ladies. Fit tea, ladies. Don't buy your fit tea from Funk Flex. Do not do it. He's going to have a Fashion Nova deal in a minute. I know it. It's going to be Fashion Nova. Orthopedics. Now, I want to talk about Mike Tyson because, yo, why that white man beat on, why that white man knock Nate Robinson out like that?
You say, you want to go Nate? Want to go Nate?
Everybody go Nate, nigga.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, it was bad.
Going, yo, replacing Nate with Nate is crazy.
Crazy, yeah. Boy.
Yo, you want to go Nate?
Everybody go Nate.
You want to take a Nate? A nap, nigga. Oh, nah.
I think my favorite meme was a Simba joint. That shit had me in tears.
I think this. Like, he Nate Robinson is 5'7", 100 and
he's 5'9".
He's not. But okay, cool. Whatever you say. Anyways, he's 5'7". I'll give you 5'8", just to be middle ground. 5'8", 180 pounds, solid. Probably 170-something. You're crazy, Mac.
Is this one for me? Is this one for me?
You're crazy.
With all of the ancestors looking at him, it's terrible.
But Nate has no fighting experience besides these last couple months. None. Jake Paul is 6'2", 200 pounds. Yep. He's been fighting for about 2 years now.
Yep.
Consistently, daily.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You should then know, I don't care how black you think you are and how much you think a white man can't knock you out. Just, you got to know yourself, King. You got to know yourself. I'm not going to go spar with a heavyweight. I'm not going to do shit like that I know I'm not supposed to be doing. The internet gassed you up, Nate, and it was a whole bunch of your peers that gassed you up, including your friends in the NBA, and you should not talk to them anymore because they guided you down the wrong path. They guided you down the wrong path, brother.
Listen, there's this saying that Mike Tyson has that you know, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face, and we literally seen that with our man Nate Robinson. Now again, I think the thing about Nate, right? You think about it, no matter how much training you know you're getting, no matter how much you know you're boxing and all of that stuff, if you're not, and you know, Mouse as somebody who does boxing training, or any of us who have been been in fights before, you don't know how to fight until you're actually in a fight. You gotta
and
be
that,
in a
you
fight.
Don't know how to fight.
Exactly. And street fighting and boxing is two different things.
Two different things.
At no point did Nate look like he should have been in that ring.
At all.
Nate's feet was not under him. Nope. He's dropping his hands.
Nigga said, and I quote, his tweet before the fight was, "I'm going to shock the world." Yes, you did.
I ain't gonna hold you. The funniest tweet I seen that night was that tweet when he said
that.
Scotty retweeted it and said, she said, "You gotta." She said, "We gotta be more intentional with it all."
Nah, this nigga Steph Curry tweeted. Steph Curry retweeted. He said, "Well, you didn't lie there."
I know Nate could beat Scott. I know Nate could beat.
They can't. But he can't afford to get in the same room.
Oh, that's crazy. You calling Nate bro?
Son, you seen how much they got paid in that fight?
$600,000.
It did not say K next to it.
Nah, they fixed it. Don't drag it, son. They fixed it.
No,
it's a pandemic.
We was on
Again, you. I think
we was on Clubhouse and Naj came in the room like, "Yo, it was $600." I said, "Oh,
but he." I mean, it's a pandemic, bro. Niggas gonna fight just to get that bread. I get it. Knockout or not, he made 600 bands.
Did y'all see how Jake also said next he wants to? He said he gonna fuck up Conor McGregor and what is it, Dylan Danis? Is the other person?
Yeah, Dylan. That's Dylan, my boy too.
Nah, here go the thing. I don't know.
Who nah, Dylan. Is, Dylan. But... Dylan is actually. But they've been going at it for a while on the internet, like because Dylan's a troll. They're all trolls, all three of them. Okay. But Dylan is actually one of my friends. He can actually fight
in the ring. If he gets in the ring with Conor McGregor,
they're talking about it. The camps are talking about it now.
Jake Paul will die.
You know why they're talking about it? Because it's a money thing. It's in a pandemic. There's no fans. It's not a lot.
But here goes the thing. Conor McGregor
is one of the best
combat sport fighters I've ever seen with my eyes in life. Conor McGregor stepped into a boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather and did not get knocked out.
Yep.
He actually put hands on Floyd at least twice.
Nigga said twice.
Conor McGregor is going to beat the living dog shit.
Nah. But this is what you got to understand. There's weight classes, bro. And just because you're a great fighter in your weight class, he fought Floyd Mayweather at a fucking 155, 140. They weighed 145. Conor McGregor has never weighed 200 pounds in his life. You have to take that shit into effect because it's going to be, I think that's welterweight. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Welter is 200 and under. It's going to be a lot bigger in weight fight.
Conor McGregor is 170, so he's fighting.
But it's not what he's fighting in. If Jake Paul steps in, it's going to be welterweight. It's going to be 200 and under.
Nah, I think they're gonna make Jake Paul step.
Hell
in.
No,
Conor McGregor.
They're not.
Conor McGregor's the draw.
Yeah, but Jake Paul's argument is going to be he's a real fighter. He has to step in weight, and Conor McGregor is the type of person that's like, fuck it, I'll go up in weight. I'm not saying he's gonna win that fight, but it's a lot different when you step out your weight class.
Conor McGregor is a real fighter.
Absolutely.
Jake Paul is a person who fought before. Conor McGregor does.
So when do you become a real fighter?
When you fight real fighters. Jake Paul beats up on a bunch of overweight, like all his sparring partners are a bunch of overweight beard guzzlers. They look like Homer Simpson.
Stop.
And then you beat Nate Robinson.
Hypothetically speaking, if he was to knock,
he's going against a former world.
Hypothetically speaking, he gives it's a good fight, and they going at it. Is now Jake? No, oh yeah, yeah. Is Jake now in your mind a real fighter?
Yes.
Because McGregor's not a boxer.
Yeah, but he's a world class.
But fighting and boxing is two different things. We saw that with Floyd. He had his.
That's the thing, right?
He's also trained in throwing.
Yeah, the question that you're asking isn't, is he a professional fighter then? I mean, a professional boxer then? You're asking, is he a real fighter? Yeah, he'll be a real fighter because he fought a real fighter. But a boxer, he has to see boxers.
What I'm saying. Because if you keep fighting niggas who aren't boxers, but they want to box you, that's a different ball game. That's what niggas... That's when Jake ends up winning more than he ends up losing. Because Conor McGregor is a fighter, but there will be no grappling. There will be none of that going on. That's where he lacked in the Floyd shit.
I would love to see AB
fight who?
I want to see Jake.
I don't want to see that shit, bro.
That's what I want to see. Because boy, oh boy, are we gonna watch a white man get pelted that night? I'm gonna love to see it.
That's how much does AB weigh? 155?
Right. I'll tell you what his last fight was at.
It's gonna be trouble for anybody to go up to 200.
We're talking about world class
knockout artists though. We're talking about AB is a world class knockout artist.
We all know niggas that can knock out Floyd because of their size.
But who's done it?
No, I'm saying we just know niggas that if he got in a ring with somebody who's 215 pounds and punch Floyd in his face, he's gonna get knocked out.
But this is what I'm saying. The thing about Floyd, right, not even just Floyd, anybody over like higher in weight, the thing that you're losing is you're losing strength,
stamina,
power versus stamina and speed. So Floyd will be able to outwork a lot of these niggas and let them tire themselves out as they're trying to knock his fucking head off. That's the thing that made Floyd who he was, even at his weight class. Floyd was able to, he's not necessarily the strongest puncher in the world. He hits hard, but he dodges everything. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to get points.
Nah, I get it. And I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with anything, so don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, that weight is a lot.
I think Conor McGregor would literally beat... I know for a fact Conor McGregor is going to beat the dog shit out of Jake Paul. I can't wait. Y'all know I don't be betting. I'm betting on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Conor McGregor gets... I'm betting a house on Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm. On a knockout?
On a knockout, he's gonna knock Jake Paul out, because what I seen from Jake Paul had no real defense. He was walking, he kept walking Nate down. Nate's never threw a punch in a real fight before, so that's why he's missing a lot of those. But man, oh man, listen here, you're gonna see a different fight when Conor McGregor comes out of that boxing gate. When he comes out, oh my god, first round knockout.
It's gonna be
first
spicy.
Round knockout. Nah, we're talking about.
I won't say first round.
He's a former world champion. What are we?
Yeah, but he's a former
about?
World champion fighter, not boxer.
Have you seen how many knockouts?
No,
he
but
has?
I'm saying knockout fighting and if I gotta worry about your feet, your knees, your elbow, and your hands, that's a whole different ball game than in the first round. Me just having to worry about your hands.
All of Conor's knockouts have been from fist. Like,
yeah.
But
you hear what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, but...
No, but you hear what I'm saying.
I get what Ryan...
If I got to worry about your knee, your foot, your hands, and your elbows, and you hit me out, and you knock me out every time it's your fist, that's fine. But I was still worried about that knee. You trying to put me on the floor. You trying to... If I'm just worried about your hands, I'm not saying that he won't get knock him out, but I don't know if it'll be the first round.
This would be the first time I ever root for a white man since Power Rangers, okay?
Yeah. Jesus
Christ. I don't know. It's difficult. But I feel like a lot more of these scenarios are going to happen. Like, I feel like there's going to be a Tyson, whatever, another one. Just
no,
it's a
that's what they would
Tyson
say.
Tyson Roy Jones part.
Yeah, there will be. It's a money play. And if I'm stupid as shit because I didn't bet on the draw and I knew it would be a draw. I knew it would be a draw.
It only could be a draw.
Unless somebody couldn't get up. But if you look at the rules, it says there's no winner, no loser.
Because it was a spa.
So in Vegas, you couldn't bet on the draw, but there were other casinos that you could bet on the draw.
But yeah.
I would have lost money. I would have lost money because I definitely thought Mike was.
Not after I saw those rules.
Son, the rules literally said you can't knock somebody out. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as they see somebody getting wobbly, they stop the fight. They said as soon as they see a cut on somebody's head,
it's over.
The fight. No, so it was so.
Yo, did you see when Roy Jones got, when Mike hit him, and Roy went to the corner and said, am I bleeding?
Nah,
he wanted to know what's up.
The best part, this nigga Roy Jones went back to his corner, and the corner man came out. He's like, you gotta dodge. He's coming at you from left and right. You could see the punches right. He said, sorta. I was like, it's a wrap.
Oh, and he younger than Mike. Mike just be tired at Mike be tight because niggas always think he's supposed to knock a nigga out. He's like, yo, I'm old as shit, bro.
Yo, they kept checking on.
He's like,
Roy,
check on
Mike
me.
Like, why ain't nobody check on?
He said he stopped fighting 3 years ago. I ain't fought in 20 years. He said, y'all want to check on him? Nigga said, cause you are the giant, Mike. Nigga said, what? Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. I just lost 80 pounds to fight this nigga. Like, get out of here.
Listen. I love our sports talkers. Actually, yeah. I think we should be hiring on ESPN. Honestly,
we have the dexterity for that. You know, we do.
We have the absolute dexterity for that. And save your Ryan Leslie words for Mondays. Thanks, appreciate that.
Sorry,
guys. It's been a Thursday. We got through a lot of things in 30 minutes. But to get the hell out of here,
you already know what time it is. You know
it's time
what
for that.
Time
it's time. Mac Wiles, it's time to give these people their flyers. It's time to give these people their flowers.
Flyers.
Good shit, black man. Good shit, black man. Goddamn black man.
Give the flyers to the bad shit, black man. Get the fuck out of here.
God.
Give these niggas their flyers so they can post them.
Right? So for the good shit, black man, we're going to go to a black man who was notoriously known for saying, fuck them kids. Nah, I'm playing. I'm playing, guys. He really didn't say that. People thought that because of his actions during a charity game. But, you know, anyway. Michael Jordan donated $2 million of his proceeds from the Last Dance documentary to combat hunger in America, to Feeding America, the charity that helps all hunger relief in America. So as you guys know, the last Dance was one of the top watched shows this year. It felt like it was last year, bro. The shit felt like it was last year.
It was quarantine this year. It was March or April.
Jesus Christ. I know. It just feels like it was so long ago. But Michael Jordan, the charity took to social media to thank Michael Jordan, saying, an incredible gift to be thankful for. NBA legend Michael Jordan is donating $2 million to help our neighbors facing hunger. Every action makes a difference. So, you know, Michael Jordan, you have given us record-breaking games. You have given us amazing sneakers and birthed a lot of what sneaker culture is today by proxy. Not even by your own merits, but by proxy of making mm-hmm. such a fantastic shoe that catered not only to someone's playing ability on the court, but the flyness that we like to get into every single day. We tend to ask so much of our heroes literally every single day, to the point that once they get to a point, or if they even do get to a point where they can't give anymore, they become villainized. But still, every day, Michael Jordan, you show up and you show out. And whether you do it loudly and boastfully, or you do it very quietly and to yourself and just allow your merits to speak for themselves, Mr. Jordan, we thank you. Our community thanks you. And according to Feeding America, America thanks you. So good shit, black man.
Wow. I like the wow. Wow. America.
Like one of the first times somebody's talked great about Michael Jordan. So. That's really appreciative. I mean, great job. Because most people are gonna hate on Mike and be like, "Well, he's just gonna write it off on a text." It's like, but did you give $2 million? What did you do? I don't care about what he gets back. What did you do? He did it. So appreciate you.
Yeah. So
send some money to guys next door from.
Send some money over here. Or some J's. We'll take some J's.
Let's get into the negativity. That's what I want.
So toxicity.
Oh, God.
Let's get into the negativity.
The guy.
Let's give the flowers to the people that really deserves it. Who did it? Who gets it?
The owner of the Dallas restaurant True Kitchen and Cocktails. Mind you. They spell cocktails with a K. So I appreciate it. But yo. You also understand that it's very hood adjacent. It's hood adjacent.
You talking about Mr. Short Sleeve Turtleneck?
Yeah. Mr. Short Sleeves and Turtleneck.
Nigga was dressed like Steve Wilkos.
Wow.
Nigga, legit. Steve! It was terrible. So, the man speaks out after the viral video shows him confronting the customers about twerking in his establishment. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this video. You probably have, or you guys have probably spoke about it in your group chats on your black Twitters or in your clubhouses. But
what is Clubhouse?
I don't know. It's like something that that white people
never heard started. Of it.
Okay,
it's a club in a house. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. This Dallas establishment has gone viral because of the owner coming out after seeing a group of young ladies dancing, more specifically twerking, while at his brunch. Now, to paint the scene for you guys have to understand there's a DJ. It's not like they were just twerking for no reason. He has specific music playing, which is twerking music.
Twerk inducive music.
Yeah, twerk inducive music. And he is fueling these young ladies with
copious bottomless mimosas of alcohol to compensate for the fact that he did not have entrees for them to eat. People were waiting 2 hours to get their food. So he's compensated with music and alcohol, but ain't expect ass to be thrown.
Now, Mr. Turtleneck, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you specifically, right?
Mr. Turtleneck guy is
great. Turtleneck guy.
I want to talk to you specifically. Now, I understand you. I'll say this. I'll start it like this, right? I understand you. I understand what it means to, for a black man to own his own establishment. I understand the perils of going through all of the red tape and the letters and you know, getting liquor licenses and all of this, all of the things that go into establishing your own establishment. Not only that, but buying the furniture, the food, the decor. You don't want all of these things broken up and beaten up, right? I understand you. But what you have to understand, sir, is your culture. Not only your culture, but your community. We are a people who, in times of need and desperation, we like to dance it out. We like to have a good time. We'll joke at the hard times. We'll make each other laugh and have, and we have learned as a people to revel in these hard times. So now, during a hard time, during a pandemic, during a situation where you're not bringing out our motherfucking food on time, we still decide to have a good time. We didn't go home. We decided to stay and give money to your establishment by throwing a little ass.
Then we didn't complain.
And we didn't
went on live and complained about how you were 2 hours behind with entree. They said, he's giving us free drinks, giving us good music. Why
you
not?
You gotta know when you give out free drinks to black people, we definitely gonna turn it up.
We cutting up.
Hungry, drunk black people
with good music is ass on the wall. It's only a little concoction of ass hooked up. That's a bowl of soup of ass.
I think what bothered me the most was the part where he said, like, he compared his establishment, like, you don't do this in the white establishments, and just giving the air of, like, so you
well, the white establishments don't play WAP during brunch.
And you also would have had white people, they food out on time, but neither here nor
there. That's neither here nor there.
If I'm there, I'm Harlem shaking my ass off. When I got that $400 bill, I'm Harlem shaking it up. So you kick me out any day. Me and my baby shaking it up.
So, sir, I want to tell you, I'm disappointed in you, man. I'm disappointed for you to be in a black city like Dallas and to have an establishment called the True Kitchen and Cocktails with a K, and to not understand that niggas, us, our people, the beautiful black women and beautiful black men that we are, we enjoy a good time. I'm sure you enjoy a good time, Mr. Turtleneck guy. I'm sure you do.
No, he doesn't.
He's giving me Kappa vibes.
I was definitely about to say he gives me Kappa vibes. Wow. He gives me Mr.
Yeah, shimmy, shake, work the shoulder.
Well, the K instead of the C. I know he's not a gangster. So the K instead of the C. Kappa,
he's a new
turtle, tight turtleneck. He gave me the flamboyant vibes.
We're about to get an answer on this right now. We're about to get an answer on this right
who
now.
You call
the plot. I'm calling the big
one. Yes, he was with me yesterday, and the pickup is crazy.
Hold on, Corey. Corey Town, we have Corey Towns.
Yeah,
amazing DJ. We have Corey Towns on.
Quick question.
He can't hear you. I gotta feed it to him. So listen, Corey. This is the Nosy Neighbors. Guys Next Door Nosy Neighbors. Our Thursday episode. So you're live with the people. You're live with the good people, right? So we were talking about the good brother. Well, the bad brother. We were talking about the bad brother that wore the short sleeve turtleneck in Dallas, and he owns the place called True Kitchen and Cocktails, but no C's or K's.
Hey, pause.
Right. But guess what? Now that we're thinking about it, he has a short sleeve turtleneck and he replaced the C with a K in Cocktails. We think he's a noob. We think he's a capper.
We just do.
It's just a question.
Mac Wilds and Fly.
Don't get defensive. We just here.
They're telling you don't get defensive. We're just trying to get an answer here, brother.
I don't know if Cap Opposite can advocate
for
anything.
Yeah, sounds like he's a capper.
Sounds like he's a capper. Thanks a lot, Corey. We'll be in touch.
He is, in fact, a capper.
He's definitely a capper.
So listen.
Definitely a capper.
Wait.
I literally just did my Googles. I'm on his IG. He is a capper.
And this is why I know when girls cheat on me. You see? I'd look at the little things.
Wait, Corey. I want Che, do it again.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
That is the Instagram of the owner. He is a kappa.
The classic, I don't know that nigga. Give it up for Corey, everybody. Woo!
Whose man's
is
that?
Never doubt the FBI skills.
Listen.
I knew it. You see, yo, don't do the FBI. Don't take all this credit, shit. Because I'm the one that said it.
The ancestors, don't do this. Like the ancestors above me right now. Mr. Kappa turtleneck guy, we are very fucking ashamed of you. You have disgraced our community, and as your grandmama or your mama will say, you should know better, nigga. Goddamn black man, that's what you get this year. You get a goddamn black man. You should know better. Whew, man, that it hurts to do that. It hurts to do that, but you know. That's how it goes. And actually, that is the episode for today. We appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being nosy as fuck. You guys can put your phones back on. You guys also can go to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure that you guys put some snaps on the Petro and stop eating my motherfucking tuna sandwiches. Those are my tuna sandwiches. I put my motherfucking name on them. And if you're going to go on my refrigerator, make sure you replace that shit. It's that simple.
I want some tuna fish now. It's just an old den. Yeah. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Nosy Neighbors. We love y'all. Good night.
Hey.
We are Guys Next Door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.